Just fucking kill me. Just fucking kill me.
I am killing you.
We'll do an intro after.
No, this is the intro now.
Oh. All
right. It's like it never happened.
No. Anyway. So welcome to a very special edition of Two Angry Guys. I'm John Eric.
Brett.
Honorary angry girl Joanna.
We made a two guys, a girl in a pizza place joke before, but you'll never hear it.
Yeah.
So anyway.
All the good jokes have been wasted.
We already burnt all of our on a failed attempt already.
I'm no longer enthusiastic. I don't want to be here.
We wasted the good surprise on you.
God damn it. So this is our long-awaited spy episode. We are finally watching Melissa McCarthy's shit movie Spy.
A shit movie that made like 206 fucking billion million dollars.
Yes, it made $1 billion because America is a fucking retarded nation.
95% freshest rating on Rotten Tomatoes. It made like 1.5 million in its first night. It's just, there's no reason why a movie like this should have did as well as it did.
No, not at all. I think all of our expectations are low for getting through this, and as far as any kind of laughs, I'm going to be very surprised if this gets any genuine laughs out of us. It's almost like we're setting it up to fail because we don't want to laugh. But like I'm trying to give it a little bit of an open mind and saying like, if something makes me laugh, I'll probably will. But I'm just imagining that that's not going to happen.
For all we know, this experience will change our lives and
make us become
open our minds to Melissa McCarthy's humor. Feig. And at the end of this, you will be excited for the Ghostbusters
and
reboot.
And just think, like, I used to like Paul Feig. Like, he did Freaks and Geeks. That was one of my favorite TV shows.
And then he did Bridesmaids, and now every movie he
and
does
then he
has to have fucking
ruined
Melissa McCarthy
it all.
In it.
Bridesmaids was not funny.
I didn't really enjoy it at
all. Yeah, as a female, did you find that movie funny? Because, like, when they put it out, they're like, oh, this is going to be the hangover for
girls.
Well,
just as a human.
As a human being.
As a human
being. As a human woman.
As a person with a functional brain.
And a vagina.
I watched it. And, yeah, I enjoyed it for, like, the time that I watched it, but it wasn't groundbreaking. It wasn't this big deal that everyone made it out to be. I watched it. I was like, oh, I laughed a few times. I'm never going back to it again.
It was like a bad Hangover. Like,
I wouldn't even compare it to The Hangover because the humor was totally different.
It was a literal toilet humor at one point in the movie.
Yeah, your favorite person, I believe, was shitting herself, right?
Who's my favorite person?
Melissa McCarthy.
Was it her that was shitting herself?
I think they were all shitting themselves.
I don't know. I thought Kristen Wiig shit herself.
Ha ha.
Jude Law, right? Is this Jude Law?
Yeah.
Or is that?
That's Jude Law.
Yeah, he just sneezed and accidentally shot a guy in the forehead.
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen this before.
And now Melissa McCarthy's like, oh my God, what are you doing? It seems like Melissa McCarthy is someone who works in the spy agency. It looks like a spy agency call center, but she's pretty much the earpiece for Jude Law's character, telling him like where all the people are coming from.
You know who didn't need an earpiece? James Bond.
No, he didn't.
No.
Is she wearing a wig?
Looks like it. Would you say she's wearing a Kristen wig?
Fuck you.
Would you rather be watching this or have to spend an evening with Bill Cosby and Jared from Subway?
You know what? That sounds pretty.
If I'm getting drugs, let's call Bill Cosby.
Drugs and
well,
sandwiches.
Well, you have to figure this way. It would be a good night for us because we're dudes. It wouldn't be a good night for you.
I'm not a child.
Yeah, but you're a girl, and Bill Cosby would drug you. He wouldn't drug us.
Rudy!
I need you to go right and head down the tunnel.
Jesus. You got one coming around to your right, and he's got a swarm behind him. And this asshole's making Ghostbusters. Like, I just don't get it at all.
Ooh, some fancy Matrix.
Oh, yeah, they did slow motion. Jude Law is a badass. When I think badasses, I think of Jude Law.
What has he been in recently besides this? I can't think of anything.
It's been a while since I've seen Jude Law in a movie.
Oh, she's singing.
Which movie, which Jude Law movie do you think is worse, this or AI?
Well, we haven't finished it yet, so I'm going to still give this the benefit of the doubt.
I'm at a point where I can't even remember movies he was in.
He was and in Gattaca. No, that wasn't, he wasn't in Gattaca.
You know what's
what
funny? When I was typing his name in to Google, after his name, the next suggestion was Jude Law movies, because apparently nobody else can remember the movie either.
Thanks for your help. You're clear to the top. Get moving.
Oh boy. Oh, look at that. There's bats. It's just like she's Batman or something. Why would there be bats?
He was in Gattaca.
Oh, he was in Gattaca. Okay.
Yeah. What's Gattaca?
That was the one with Uma Thurman.
And I think Ethan Hawke.
Yeah,
right?
Ethan Hawke. And it's like they. Oh, dear. Did I forget? Something like their genetics are like they perfect genetics to certain people. Like it's just like a society. It's a really good movie, but I don't really remember.
There's a guy who I work with. There's a guy who I work with where every day he asks me, he's like, are you sure you're not related to Ethan Hawke? Because, man, you look exactly like him.
That's racist.
Are you happy about directing Batman?
Yeah. But I'm still trying to get over my divorce, guys, so please don't bring it up.
All right. Oh, look at all the gunfire. It's like he's running away or something.
I'm bored.
The movie just started. That's not good.
At least we made it.
Look at those bad CGI sparks hitting the steering wheel.
Where's the fucking camera coming from?
That's a good question. How does she have a camera inside the boat? It doesn't even make sense.
They're spies. They rigged everything. Oh. Duh. So it's like she's the brains of the operation and he's just the body.
I'm pretty sure that explosion wouldn't have sent those guys flying, hit the water.
Hope they're okay.
I think they'll be fine. I just got a feeling.
Nice drone work, Coop! I can kiss you!
Oh. Fuck you.
I
will accept that with an
open mouth. Because I'm a fat old horny lady.
Hey, pick up my dry cleaning for me, would you? Also, get my car?
Because women.
He's still putting you in your place, you cunt.
And ironed my pants.
Bitch spilled my coffee.
Smell you later.
Wow, this is a revolutionary comedy.
Huh. This is really pushing the women's movement.
These are your children? The children here?
Oh no, you laugh for real.
Mexicans make me laugh.
Okay.
Yeah, it's clearly the Mexican. Review.
Is he? Oh.
The movie's not funny. I just really.
Because it's a Mexican gardener who can't speak proper English.
He's like, what's her name? Consuela?
Oh, from
I think she's I think she's trying to break up with the Mexican.
Wait, she hires a Mexican and does her own lawn? What?
Oh, yeah, we're getting that awesome.
Oh, we're getting a James Bond intro?
It looks like jizz.
Melissa McCarthy. Spy.
Oh my god, it's even got a song. Oh my god, it really is like a James Bond intro. They even got
Jason
the fucking
Statham.
They got the silhouettes and everything. And the guns. Holy shit, this is like a straight up ripoff of a James Bond intro. Still better than The World Is Not Enough though, huh? Was this, you think this song's gonna get nominated for an Oscar?
In a perfect world, yeah.
Yeah. I guess, can we just go back? So now this asshole's gonna ruin Ghostbusters, right?
Yeah.
Do you think it's gonna be filled with this type of humor?
Yes.
Oh yeah, come on.
You think it's gonna be like that? He's not gonna go like just look at traditional, the, like dry.
No.
Humor. It's gonna be like poop jokes and stuff.
Look at the cast. and look at like the comedy that they're all known for and the comedy that he's known for writing.
Two of them, I don't even know who they are.
Who?
I know one does like a Justin Bieber impression on SNL, but the black one, I don't even know who that is.
She's on SNL as well.
But she's on like a, she'll be on a skit. She'll be on like one skit every other three episodes.
So she's not like a featured.
No, she is a featured. No, she's not a featured. She's a.
No, she's a featured player.
She is.
That's what they consider, right?
That's what the not main people.
Oh, okay.
Are
yeah. But she's also a writer for the show, I think.
But so like, I just she tower. I'm looking at the cast photo, and she like towers over everybody.
Yeah, no, she's fucking huge. She's
and like, I'm like, I'm thinking like, why are they putting a black man in drag in the Ghostbusters?
She's extremely annoying. I find her presence
like
on SNL really yes.
She's a big bitch.
She's just loud and obnoxious.
What did she eat? I kind of missed whatever that was.
She's eating a napkin.
Oh, it's a hand towel. She ate a hand towel. That's because she's fat and she puts everything in her mouth.
She's unsophisticated.
I bet she likes to put dick in her mouth, right?
Do you think that anyone's ever put their dick in her mouth? Like
maybe not willingly. Maybe she's.
Think she's Bill Cosbying them.
Maybe she just walks up to people and like pretend they're hot dogs.
She goes for the full
like
pack.
Like with the bun and the ketchup.
Oh wait, you're missing it.
What?
She thinks that she's gonna be proposed to.
Why would she?
He bought her a cupcake because she's fat.
What the fuck was that face he just made?
Comedy, John.
Oh, that's she loves cakes because she's fat.
Subtle, brilliant.
Wait,
comedy.
I don't even understand. Like, why would she even be under the assumption that he would propose? Like, she's just the fucking girl who works with him. It's not like they're fucking dating. That would be like the stupidest fucking girl thing. It's like some random guy just proposes to you because he's the hot guy, so he's supposed to propose to you for no reason. Self-referential humor, I guess.
Some people just expect proposals, John.
All right.
I like your old baked potato chips.
Do we have any more popcorn? Where's the popcorn?
I ate it.
No, I'm finished because I ate it because I'm a fatty.
Oh, look, she's wearing it around her neck. I couldn't do what I do without you in my earpiece. Why do I have a feel? All right, he gave that to her, right? Do you think it's going to get called back later in the movie that it has some like kind of tracking device or something in it? Do you think it'll actually come into the plot at some point?
Yeah, I think he's a bad guy.
I don't want to think.
You want to shut off your brain and enjoy a shitty movie like every other American?
Well, not enjoy.
He's
just want to shut off my brain and pretend I'm not here.
Or are we calling that now that he's a double agent?
Sure.
Okay. Just call it the plot points as we see them.
I think he's gay.
What do you think that for?
In real life or?
No, in the movie, like the character.
Oh, she thinks she's going to get kissed by Jude Law?
Right there. No. Did you like wipe your eye after you cleaned out the cat box?
I don't have cats.
Why did I think that?
I don't know.
You should get some. There's good company.
Do you think she actually has cats and she lied?
This movie fucking sucks.
We're only 10 minutes in.
I'm a really good judge of film.
What's that bitch? Who all I know from is West Wing.
Jesus, Cooper, do you have pink eye? Go home. You're going to infect everybody.
No, it's not pink eye, ma'am. It's just
I've had pink eye.
A bit of an allergic reaction.
Was it that time you let me fart in your face bare ass? That's what gave you pink eye?
No, it was the time you jizzed on my face. Actually,
Jizz does not give you pink eye. We've talked about this before.
I don't believe that.
I thought you only came over here to record a podcast.
Well, let's go back to the movie.
We just ignore that.
You have some explaining to do.
Your pink eye infected fingers? Why don't you just cry directly into my mouth while you're at it?
It really is just an allergic reaction.
Sit down. I'll do it. Okay, Raina Boyanoff. Majored in international law at Oxford.
Who's that? I know her face.
Living in London for
Rose
the past Byrne.
10 years.
Who's Rose Byrne?
That girl.
What has she been known for?
Movies.
She's in stuff. I've seen her before. Dudiet,
the Al-Qaeda-funded leader of the Chechen Martyrs Brigade. We have compelling evidence that he has the machinery in place to get that nuke to New York in time for next week's UN General
Assembly. I feel bad for whoever chooses to listen to this.
Yeah, this is punishing.
Go get her.
I'm hoping that the movie gets better. Are you? No, not really.
Jesus, Cooper, go put on some sunglasses.
Well, I can hope, but do I believe? That's a whole other question.
Mm-hmm. My life is a disaster.
No, it's not.
I'm 40,
oh, look, she's got a British friend.
I haven't been in a real relationship since Jerry left me 3 years ago.
Oh, God. She's got a fucking divorce story, too. Great. Like every other fucking Melissa McCarthy movie, she's always like a fucking divorcee.
Well, for what it's worth, I think you're brilliant as you are. You're exciting. Do you know what? You play it too safe.
Maybe you're right. I still,
I could watch, like, well-behaved any of her movies, and it would be the same fucking plot points for her character.
Well-behaved women seldom make history.
Like, I saw, what was it, the one with Jason Bateman? Identity.
I'm calling it now, the British one is a lesbian.
She looks like it, though.
Because of the haircut?
Yeah.
The lack of makeup?
Yeah.
The drab wardrobe?
That horrid face that looks
like
a rat.
So different between us? And
oh, it's the wife from Homeland.
No, oh yeah,
that show fucking sucks.
Marina, whatever the fuck her name is. She was in Firefly too.
Oh, she's the worst.
Homeland was good. Homeland was good for like 2 seasons
until they killed him.
Yeah,
spoiler.
Claire
Danes is the fucking worst actress of all time.
You just say that because she ruined Terminator 3.
And not like sort of cute little tears, like really. Sort of, you know, silent kind of
thing. Why is she death staring you?
Like a sort of upside down kidney bean.
Because he doesn't like Homeland. I mean, I haven't watched it since they killed him. Spoiler.
Hi, hey Nancy. Hi, Susan.
Hi!
Little fun fact about this actress. She was in the pilot for Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh.
And she plays the tranny.
Oh yeah. She's in Gotham too, and she sucks in that.
Oh wow.
Don't eat into that. There you could. Just crunch.
Hey Alan. Alan.
Big A.
Oh.
Ow.
This doesn't taste good.
Are these two bothering you?
Ow. Oh no.
Okay.
Alan.
He's the sweetest.
He totally pretends not to know. It's a game.
Anyway, I'm taking some time off, so I'll see you guys when I get back.
Oh, where are you going?
Where are they going?
See, you get it? So he pays attention to her because she's attractive, but not to the lesbian and
the fat girl.
Well, which is why he was like...
Well, that's how life works.
It's true. If you go to a bar...
I'll see you guys when I get back.
Probably don't get a drink if you're fat.
We're going to see you.
Yeah. Or if you're a dude.
Bye.
It's hard to get a bar. It's hard to get a drink in a bar if the guy it's a guy bar.
As a white male,
yeah. Because if you're black, you can at least scream racism about it if you're not getting service.
Why would you do that?
That's why I'm gonna. That's why I'm for that campaign to change the Cracker Barrel to the Caucasian Barrel. The best fucking thing ever.
I'm gonna go home.
No, come on.
Yes, Susan.
The British
upset.
Best friend looks familiar too. I can't place her.
Okay, was she on an episode of Doctor Who?
God, I hope not.
You're with the chicory.
Yeah. Any sign of her in the house?
Jude Law has looked exactly the same for like the last 20 years.
I'm up for the challenge. Let's go, man.
I feel like Jude Law just doesn't age.
And one day he's going to look very geriatric.
One
just
day.
Out of nowhere.
I have a feeling he's going to die, which is why they decide to then bring her in as a spy. I have a feeling he's going to die right now. Yeah, he's dying. He's definitely dying.
Well, he broke that guy's neck.
I don't know how you do things like that.
Hey, who's the finest of them all?
I don't know.
Oh, apparently 50 Cent is in this movie.
Thanks for ruining it.
As himself.
What?
Let me guess, whoever's in your ear wants to know what's happening.
That's what it says.
He's about to die.
Oh, yeah. Spoiler alert, Brett. Thanks. You called that one.
Not really a spoiler, if it just seemed obvious.
No, he's probably not going
to
die.
So it's a predictable...
No, they need a reason to bring in Jason Statham.
They'll make it look like he died or something. He'll fake his death.
I think he's a double agent.
Get the knife and disarm her. Did someone just suggest that you grab one of those knives? No. Damn it. Fine.
Why would the spy need someone to tell him what to do? That doesn't seem to make any fucking sense. And like, and see, he was off screen, so you're not gonna know.
Yeah, he's a double agent.
His name is Bradley Fine. He worked for the CIA. Other top agents include Matthew Wright, Timothy Kress, Rick Ford, and Karen Walker.
Come on, man. Come on.
I know who all your active agents are. So, unless you'd like the body count to grow, I suggest you stay far away from me. Now grab some tissues, because shit's about to get real sad.
I still don't understand, like, why would a spy need a fucking operator to tell him what to do? Like, no spy movie has ever had someone, like, telling him what to do to be a spy.
Because he's
like
an American spy, that's why. So he's shitty. They're useless. Oh, look, there's Jason Statham.
Oh, he finally showed up. God, she's a tall-looking dyke.
Was more than just a co-worker and friend.
Was part of our family. Cupcake thingy. His family, even she's sad because she can't eat it.
It's hard to accept the sudden loss of such a good and decent person.
I bet it's like a thumb drive or something.
Susan, I got your assessment report on Raina Boyanoff. I know you're probably feeling a lot of emotion right now, but please refrain from using the term thunder cunt.
I didn't realize I wrote that. I'm sorry.
Oof.
Nancy, I'm sending you a photo. It's in pretty bad shape. Can you enhance it?
Enhance. Love that video. Have you ever seen that video?
What video?
Is the YouTube of they just show every TV show and movie where like they do that like enhance a photo or something.
Yeah. Fucking nice.
We don't know. And
do on CSI a lot.
Yes, the transporter's here.
What are you talking about? That's Lloyd Christmas. Sorry, that's not his name. What's his name in Expendables? Something Christmas.
I don't know. I've only seen the first one.
This guy will literally do any movie.
Know what bothers me? He does this movie and then has the fucking nerve to bash Marvel films.
Yeah.
Really? What does he say?
He was. They were talking to him about Bullseye for a Daredevil show. And apparently he bashed Marvel, like, saying, like, that's...
My grandmother can do those movies.
That's not a bad impression. That's pretty good. Thank you.
Wow. That's pretty hot.
You can't. You should totally bang while doing that, like, the Jason Statham voice.
We don't talk.
That's what I'm saying. He should. He should do that voice during.
It's not necessary.
So I can drive this car. Deliver the package.
No, because it doesn't exist.
Yes, it does.
And don't break the three rules.
I'm pretty sure they're pulling. God, you know they're making another Transporter movie, but he's not in it.
You know there's a TV show?
There was, yeah. And the only person from the original was that French guy. We've all gone deep before. There hasn't been one joke in like the 20 minutes this has been going on that has landed so far.
This is putting me to sleep.
Which isn't too different from every other time you're here at John's house.
Or when I'm watching a movie.
Someone invisible.
I'll do it. Okay, thanks, lunch lady.
I'm serious. I have never been out in the field.
Anytime you laugh legitimately, I just like stare at you.
No, she's laughing because he's insulting her.
Oh, okay. I've never been
exposed. My humor is racist and likes insults.
I mean, I could just call her a cunt for 20 minutes if that would make you happy. Like,
well, if you keep saying the word cunt, it eventually just becomes cunt. And
I did that once.
That's not funny. Send it a fucking secretary. He's wearing a turtleneck. That's funny. You might as well accept my resignation. Ha ha.
If I can jump in, I am technically classified as an agent. Full agent. So agent.
Are you considering this?
For your safety and the safety of those around this table, I am considering it.
Then consider this. I quit. And I know there's a fucking face-off machine. You're just keeping a secret.
Face-off machine?
Hey, did you hear that joke?
No, I missed it.
That hasn't happened before.
She made a joke saying, unless there's a machine that can change your whole face for a quarter.
What do you mean?
Oh. He goes, there was, yeah, just, you know.
Okay. I really did.
You want to do Jason Statham?
No, I don't feel like doing it.
I've been going over your files. You are top of your class at the academy in all computer and support skills. No surprise there.
You would think before joining a spy agency, they'd have like a physical, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's why they put her at a desk job.
Like just like the NYPD does?
No, I've seen some pretty fat cops out on patrol. And I'm thinking like, I can outrun you.
Wait, seriously? Really?
So he definitely sped this up.
Yeah, like she could do a fucking kip up. My fucking dick.
What about your dick?
My dick could do a kip up.
She has roid rage.
I must have watched this.
She was on her period that day.
What the fuck? Well, I almost put it up on YouTube.
Well, I was, to say the least, uncomfortable with the event. But I would also like to say it was over 10 years ago. The instructor was not harmed.
Fine was your mentor, right?
Yes.
Why did you not become a
I don't think it's even physically possible for a woman that big to do a kip up. That's bothering me now.
Like,
I understand you had to hire a stunt woman.
You're putting too much thought into it.
I guess maybe that's what I'm
Do you have any fat female friends that happen to be
gymnastics
fit and active?
Right. Have you any field training since then, 10 years?
Because there's fat people that are active, but they still look fat.
But like your body wouldn't even let you. Like gravity says no.
Well, I'm the reason why I'm asking this question, find a fat friend and ask them to demonstrate.
It looked like a beach
and then we'll film it and put it on the
YouTube.
Facebook page.
Yes, so, we
for a cross reference to see if this is
if you're fat and listening to this and you could do a kip up, please send video.
We are accepting audition tapes.
I really want to see that happen.
If I may, ma'am, there was a 13-year-old girl named Carol that used to kind of take me around the neighborhood and use my brain as a dog leash and make me beg for
this. Oh, God.
So,
Carol Jenkins.
Yes, Carol Jenkins, huh?
Carol Jenkins is a single mother of four, temporarily relocated from Delaware to increase sales.
Oh, do you want her fake identity?
Okay, that is a different
Really?
No problem?
No. I was just wondering if this was my family or if I'd taken hostages. I'm just not sure. How DeLuca is going to take me seriously if I look like this?
DeLuca is not going to take you anything. In case you did not hear me, you are not to make direct contact with any of the targets. Track and report. And we're setting you up in a surveillance office across the street from DeLuca's. You'll be tapped into the same telecom trunk and have access to voice and data coming into his office.
I have literally not, like, I know they're trying,
nuclear bomb in the hands of terrorists.
But,
do you
like,
understand?
The only joke or, like, gag I've seen was the fucking thing at the beginning with the bats.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the only real, like, this is supposed to be a comedy, right?
I like the part with the Mexican.
That's true. You did like the Mexican part that so was, far.
I didn't understand it, but
see.
Mine would be Amber Valentine.
It sounds like you're an adult film star.
No, I did the spy name formula.
Pretty sure there is a porn star named Amber Valentine.
Probably, if we Google it, they probably would come up with Black Cock and Amber Valentine.
What was yours be?
DVDA.
Now you're a man. Yeah. Oh, I guess we're gonna meet the Q character, because you know every spy organization has secret gadget guy.
I'm waiting for 50 Cent.
Maybe 50 Cent is the guy.
Oh, but he's playing himself.
She's not a porn star, but it's not too far off when you look at
her. Oh, wait a second. It's the guy from SNL.
Oh.
No, that was...
Matt TV.
That's Michael that's the untalented Michael McDonald.
I think they're both pretty untalented.
You fucking take that back right now, you piece of shit.
He loves him.
I know. It's so weird.
It is very weird. When you
blow through this whistle, what's your favorite Michael McDonald song?
Sing it. You can't just say also, it normally. You need your fingerprints on
it to work. Okay, that is tough really one. Neat. That is really
super. Yamo Be There is pretty good, but that's not a Michael McDonald song. He's featured on that.
Sing it.
Wow. Okay, but we're not loving anymore. It's also pepper spray. Okay. Why not? Okay. Things will never be the same again.
Right, well, next
time. Well,
that's the only line I know in the fucking whole song. Wow. So weird. Do you have that on your fucking like iPod? Like, do you listen to that?
No joke. My brother actually bought me a Michael McDonald Christmas album. as a gift a couple years ago.
Jesus.
He sings like songs like What year was Jesus like born in?
Stool softener.
Melissa McCarthy.
What do you think of what a loose Melissa McCarthy shit would be like?
Mucusy.
Yeah, I think it would be green.
And mucusy.
Yeah. She doesn't fetch me as a woman who eats a lot of vegetables and roughage.
She probably tries to get her fiber.
Peaches.
What? She gets her fiber through like Fiber One bars.
They're good though. I've had those in the past. I get the double chocolate chip. Anthony,
don't wear out the battery on that.
Am I getting that?
You're not going to get that. All right. I've already packed your bags. Hurry up and get dressed.
Was something going to happen with that guy in the background now, where he's on this floating scooter thing?
Very brave of you to sacrifice your life.
Physical humor.
He's going to crash or something. That's got to be what the gag is.
Let's see.
Oh, no, nothing happened. Okay. Oh, slow montage song.
I look like someone's homophobic aunt.
LOL.
Wow.
Raffle.
Air, please. This is so exciting. Ooh.
That's not the Louvre. That's Washington Square Park.
Oh, that's a beautiful one. Not that one? Ooh, I hope it's that. Is it that one? Nope. Oh, maybe next time. We're getting into a little dicier of an area. Oh, it's a little unsavory.
Oh, there's a homeless guy getting a blowjob.
See, that was pretty funny.
All right.
No.
Public oral sex is funny.
I don't believe this could be the hotel. Moliere.
That's probably the worst looking wig I've ever seen. It looks like someone threw a mop on her head.
It looks just like the one she was wearing before.
Someone's rape crying.
I think that laugh sounded like Bill Cosby. The fuck?
It doesn't even make sense what the fuck just happened. Some dude just walked into a fucking wall and for no fucking reason.
Keep it together, Susan, okay?
Mandy, please tell me you can hear me.
I'm here, I've got you.
Okay,
so you'll be pleased to hear the bats have officially gone. We are now vermin free. Did you get your gun, Carol?
Yes, and don't call me that. Oh my god, Craig, Peter. Having a heart attack.
Yeah, you would because you're fat.
Fine with the real spy, not me.
Don't worry.
That was low, man.
Was it?
That was cheap.
I'm going to talk you through this, right?
I can't.
Cheap insult. I thought you were better than that.
I'm not. I'm not above calling someone fat and saying they're going to have a heart attack.
Martha Stewart had a breakdown kind of feel.
Oh, wow. Looks like they put you up in the shits, Carlton.
Hey, listen, try and get some sleep, okay? And we'll get started first thing in the morning.
What am I going to do when I see that Rena woman? I want her dead for what she did to Fine.
Okay. Deep breaths. Listen to me. You're not going to get anywhere.
The longer this goes, the worse I feel about Ghostbusters.
Guys, there's a mouse on my tits.
Yeah, I think
we'll
save it there.
All right. Good night.
I think we were supposed to laugh at the part.
Oh, was that a joke?
Yeah.
Oh.
She's in the privacy of her own room. She can take the wig off if she wanted to.
She's a committed agent.
Yeah, she's got to be. She's a character actor.
She ain't breaking kayfabe, brother.
She's like Hulk Hogan outside of his house. He won't take off the bandana.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm Jason Statham.
How did I get into this shitbox hotel room? Because I'm a real spy.
I thought you quit.
We have to stop the sale of a nuclear bomb. They send in someone who looks like Santa Claus's fucking wife.
Did you forget?
These Tostitos with a hint of lime taste like Fruit Loops.
Well, I'll make a habit of doing things
really?
That people say I can't.
Yeah.
Do. Just throw some milk on them.
No, I don't think that'd be too good.
Take a piano at a late age. And I'm going to take down DeLuca, Rainer, and Dudiev. I'm going to get that bomb back.
Why do you even care what I do?
You really think you're ready for the field?
Joanna's actually falling asleep.
Yep.
It'd be funny if she passes out and just leave the mic near her face and she's like snoring.
I don't snore.
No. She doesn't snore. I'm the snorer.
Oh, okay.
Bitch.
I'm the snoring drooler.
I was in a fucking Cirque du Soleil show.
What do we get? Time-wise?
I swallowed enough microchips and shit them back out again.
Alright, so it's
to make a computer.
11:30.
This arm has been ripped off completely. And reattached.
You want to see how long the
yeah,
movie
how,
is?
No, I want to see how long it is before she passes out. How do you, want to take bets?
Medically during the threat. Well,
I'm not comfortable enough to fall asleep.
I couldn't do that because I know how long it takes for her to fall asleep.
Okay.
So it'd be unfair. I'd win.
That's not appropriate.
That's Amber Valentine.
I was about to say, what the fuck is that on your phone?
That's what came up when I looked up Amber Valentine.
Oh, when you're Googling the porn star?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a porn star.
Hmm.
While I was on fire. Not the car.
You're in trouble now.
I was on fire.
No, I'm not.
Jesus, you're intense. No dinner for you.
So this would be mini bar. Well, that's not right.
No popcorn bucket tug job for you.
I'm gonna ruin this mission.
No, you're gonna ruin this mission.
Fart.
You are.
No, you're going to.
Now you are.
You. Times infinity.
Really?
This hotel be more murdery.
Are you serious? We're only 35 minutes into this fucking movie, and the running time is 120 minutes.
Make it stop! Can we talk about current events?
Yeah, I mean, I guess we could break this up. Right? There's no real rules for how this is going.
This movie is god-fucking-awful. And it speaks volumes about our country that this
was a, you know,
a top comedy and a gross so
and
much
to think,
money.
And the rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
And to think you were willing to sit through a day of this.
Fuck
I
everyone.
Was. And people just didn't want to.
You would.
Hey,
I would have done
we,
it.
We
you
gave
know
you
what?
$10.
You know what? I'm glad that they didn't donate the money. You know what?
Because I would have killed myself.
You would have killed yourself.
Make it stop.
Okay.
Make
like,
it stop.
Yeah, you were probably going to do it eventually anyway, but no, I wouldn't want you to do it because of a movie.
But I'm just thinking. I'm just thinking like the second. Oh wow, that's a bad Photoshop job. I'm just thinking, like, even if there was, like, a joke that was funny the first time, like, the second time and the third time and the fourth time, I would have just been sitting there, like, please fucking end this, banging my head into the chair.
I'm so sad. Might just be a lucky
loop. Is it because of a bad Photoshop job?
You're about to fuck things up.
Wow, you look legitimately like you're going to cry.
Oh,
that's pretty good.
Fucking me with a fish pole, it's Ford. Sharon, Ford's in the field, did you know this? Until he checks in, there's nothing I can do.
Oh, did Bill Cosby get to you, or?
Is it your mission to tip off the target so he burns everything in advance? If so, well done.
I mean, you're a little too young for Jared from Subway, so, I mean, I figured it wasn't
this movie
him.
Is so bad. I can't even think of witty, insightful things to say. It's burning my brain.
It's not even like it's just bad. It's just uninteresting.
That's it. I watch some of the worst shit.
We watched Titanic 2.
Yes. I watch really bad movies.
She watches Law and Order on a weekly basis.
Daily. I watch a lot of really... I watch fucking Pretty Little Liars, okay? I watch the worst shit. And it gets my attention. This is not grabbing my attention.
Yeah, like the 4 or 5 episodes of Pretty Little Liars that I've watched.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the benefit of living with your girlfriend.
Are better than this.
He did it when you weren't home, though. That's the difference.
No, but the thing is,
he revisited them to get a grasp on the plot.
When she started having me watch the TV show, she was telling me that there's actually a like the subreddit is filled with predominantly like older fans. And a good portion of the fans are male, and they're actually there's like 2 guys in their 30s that run like a.
They have a podcast called Bros Watch PLL2.
Oh my god, is this like a brony? Are you like the?
No, it's not bronies.
It's just two normal dudes.
It's like because like when you become a father and like you know a husband and your life turns to shit, you start result in watching like you know really shitty. Like teen dramas and doing podcasts about it.
Like Degrassi?
Yeah. Well, Degrassi's finally ending. But then I think they're going to be picking it up on Netflix. But either way, like watching it, I can see why like guys get into it because it's so fucking bad.
Because they jerk off to young teen girls?
Yes.
You know what? Maybe Jason Statham is the double agent.
Nah, I'm still convinced it's Jude Law.
I think it's the ugly British girl.
friend.
What the fuck?
What the fuck is that? And the movie just took a super gay turn. Why is he dressed like a Christmas tree and Nazi?
What? Okay. Well, I just...
What is going on?
This was the worst idea you have ever had.
What was?
I hate you.
Do you remember when we watched Drag Me to Hell and you got upset? You got upset when we watched Drag Me to Hell? And
no,
like,
no. She.
No, I was really mad at the end at how terrible it was. Wasn't there like a goat or something?
The goat was possessed at one point.
He's dead. He's dead. Okay. Maybe he's not. No, he's still gonna die. He's still gonna die.
She can't run after him. She's fucking fat.
Knock him out with a hammer, I don't know. I'm sure I've tracked him and report his location.
This all seems very Rick Fordy to me.
Is this worse than the time you thought me and John were laughing at a rape scene in Last House on the Left?
I feel like my mind is getting raped right now, so that is much worse than you guys laughing at rape.
We weren't laughing at rape. I just want to...
Oh, God. He went into a building.
Yes, you were.
Okay, well... Well done. That's it. Time to call it a day now. Location is officially noted.
I'm following him in.
What?
I'm doing this for fine.
What the fuck, man? I have to question, like, critics... Alright, so... Terminator 5, Genesis, whatever... has 25% Rotten Tomatoes. I at least, while I had major issues with the movie and I kind of didn't like it, there were parts of it that I genuinely enjoyed. This has 96, what did you say, 96%?
95% fresh.
And I just feel like I'm so fucking annoyed and bored.
I have a theory. Because of the kind of society we live in now, you know, you can't offend black people, you can't offend trannies, you can't offend fat people. If people were to say that this is a bad movie, you'd be fat-shaming her, or something to that effect. I can't articulate it as well as I'd like to, but it has something to do with the fact that she's fat.
So, I saw this post on Facebook, like, a couple days ago. And it was like a picture of a girl with like her fat husband. Like it was like a young, huge explosion scene. Oh, is she gonna get into a fight?
Imagine running into here. I was just looking for my bird.
What is it gonna be like? She's like super strong when she gets because she gets angry or something like the Hulk.
You like birds? All right.
What's the gimmick here?
I'm gonna give you a warning. I don't want to see any more of the funny bomb stuff. You know. All right, that's enough. Drop the knife, or I'll shoot.
I don't think you will. You see...
Oh, my God.
What?
I just read the entire plot of this movie.
Oh, no.
Can you just read it so we don't have to watch it?
No. We're committed at this point.
I'm not.
Well, you're not.
I'm gonna go read it, too.
Oh, my God. She actually killed somebody. She probably feels bad about it. And she vomited on the corpse. That's funny.
Oh, God, they're not on him. Not on him.
So, yeah, anyway. So, I read reading this article about this girl who married, like, a fat kid, and people were making fun of him.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
And, like, she came out and she's like, well, he's my soulmate, and I'm glad God gave him to me and all that shit. And I just read the comments, and I finally gave in and said something.
What did you say, John?
I said, well, because she's preaching about how much God brought him into her life and all that shit, and I'm like, well, she's going to really hate God when he dies of a heart attack.
Oh, yeah, I read that. I read that comment.
Yeah. And then somebody said something like, did you just wish him death? I'm like, no, statistically, because he's fat, he will probably die of a heart attack. And they were like, and then people started agreeing with me. Like, yeah, well, that's probably true. What is going on? I was just testing the camera. Are we watching a video of somebody watching a camera?
Nancy,
oh, okay.
Can you pull up Fine's POV cam from Boyanov's office and look on the desk? There's some photos there and see if you can find one of him standing next to a car.
Ronaldo's a Rolls Royce.
Hack into the Rolls tracking system. That car's a Wraith, so it has a satellite-aided transmission. It's happened to Boyanov's feed.
Oh, so she's a genius.
Exactly.
Okay, I get it.
Right now. I'm going to head to the airport.
Forget it, Cooper. You're coming back immediately.
Ma'am, I really think I can do this, and I'm not one to toot my own horn, but you know what? I'm going to toot and say that I just saved a lot of people. We are so close to getting Rena and that bomb.
Pull back the rug in the corner.
It's like they knew.
Be given a new identity.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Your name is Penny Morgan.
Said the audience of this movie.
You've sold more Mary Kay products than anyone else in your state. You traded in the free car you won to fund a trip through Europe.
My hobbies are decoupage and needlepoint. I collect porcelain dolls. I'm the vice president of the Ames Garden Club. I couldn't even be president. Maybe I should just be married to one of the dolls just to make it extra sad.
Oh, you finished reading the plot, too?
Why do I have 10 cats?
Oh, something else.
No, yeah, I'm
Caesar.
Reading it.
Got to be a businessman. One time he was a race car driver. The 10 cats. I'm missing a shirt that says I've never felt the touch of a man.
Oh, Cooper, you're right. You did good work back there.
I'm not
mess.
Doing this fucking movie.
Wow, you're bailing?
He still went with the cat lady.
Well, she really can't go anywhere because I drove here.
It's my car. I can just take it.
Can I sleep over then? Okay. You can go. I'm sleeping over John's house tonight.
Bye-bye.
Are we going to go head to feet?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to say ass to mouth.
Oh. We can do that, too.
You never go ass to mouth.
No. What about ass to ass? You know what? This might actually get funnier as she gets angrier. That might actually be what gets the thing here, because she's getting angry, which is making it very fun.
It's that guy.
Welcome to Rome.
Who was that?
He was in Shaun of the Dead. He played their roommate.
Like, oh, right.
American mall.
Yeah.
And Penny, like the penny.
Like a penny. Or like Penny and a vodka.
Okay. Did you just burn my butt?
Yes. Come. We need to get you to
I'm like, I'm actually seeing the moments where there was an intended laugh, and I'm just going like, nope.
There were probably laughs in the theaters, that's for sure.
Here comes the out of place female rap music.
Absolutely, no, he's the best. There have been some complaints filed against him. Wow, Aldo's making great time.
So when you read the synopsis, does it say anything about it getting better?
No.
Oh.
It's very predictable.
Yeah, it's extremely predictable.
Like, we called it already.
Oh, was it the Jude Law thing?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Great.
Let's see. The review aggregator website Rotten Tomatoes lists a 95% approval rating based on 195 reviews with a rating average of 7.3 out of 10. The site's consensus reads, simultaneously broad and progressive spy offers further proof that Melissa McCarthy and writer-director Paul Feig bring out the best in one another and deliver scores of belly laughs all along the
belly
way.
Belly laughs.
On Metacritic, which assigns a normalized rating, the film has a score of 75 out of 100 based on 40 critics, indicating generally favorable reviews. In cinema score polls, cinema audiences gave the film an average score of B+ to an A+ to F scale. I am just aroused. The Huffington Post review of the film.
Wait. Go back one second.
So
they said
a B.
From A to F. Yeah, I thought you said that people gave it scores from A to F. I'm like, of course.
You know,
they
it was a B plus on an A to F, A plus to F scale. The Huffington Post review of the film praises McCarthy's performance, but criticizes the way the film traffics in fat jokes and has many scenes in which characters point out her character, Susan's weight, or make cracks about Susan's weight, making the film a constant disparagement about Susan's physique.
Yeah.
Which, isn't it funny that he goes for such cheap laughs when he was so quick to attack everyone who was firmly against.
Yeah, that's true.
He's
enabling it.
He's not hiding the fact that she's fat and she's unattractive and every other fucking, it's like every third joke. But the minute fans came out and said that there's no need for a female all-cast Ghostbusters, he's the first one to be like, you know what? You guys don't understand humor, and you're sexist.
What did you? By the way, let's just go back to Ghostbusters. What did you think of the car situation? Because they unveiled the Ecto-1, which I fucking hate that they called it the Ecto-1.
Yeah. It looks like the station wagon my father owned in 1994, and they just, you know, someone bought paint and decals and turned it into the Ecto-1.
I actually saw a another picture. It's of the motorcycle, and it has an Ecto-2 on it.
So there's a motorcycle.
There's a motorcycle,
one.
Yeah.
I wouldn't bet you anything Kate McKinnon drives it, because she's a lesbian.
Yeah. She sucks cocks. I mean, sorry.
No, that's fine.
Sorry.
Do we need to explain to you what lesbians are?
I just botched that completely.
Good job.
I meant to say she sucks cunts. But,
that's graphic.
I botched it.
Well, buongiorno, boys. If I'm not out in 10 minutes, it's because I won the place. Ha! Let me just trim that for luck. Oh.
Would she get a makeover?
Yeah.
I can't get past her chin. Like, the way her chin blends into her neck.
Which one?
Someone's... Oh, wait. Then I have to check you
in. Is this her Casino Royale moment? I don't see you
on the list. I'm so sorry. She's with me. Darling. You're late. The way you looked, the shape was more than worth the wait.
Come. Really?
Let's get a drink.
As if anyone would believe that.
You look absolutely stunning tonight, dear darling. What the fuck are you doing in here, also? Well, that's quite a tone change, isn't it? What are you doing in here? You're completely compromising me right now. Oh, I'm compromising you. Fucking hilarious. You're about to cause a scene trying to get into this fucking place.
Give me a little credit. What do you think I'm going to do? Run over there and be like, hey, I'm a crazy lady. Where's the buffet? I'm from the Midwest. Where's Blue Man Group? Okay, I am not.
Where's Blue Man Group?
What?
What? What? I'm so confused.
So Comic-Con's this week out in San Diego.
Yeah, it is. I'd rather be there when watching this, obviously. But
that's my contribution.
Eventually, this whole thing will just go down the toilet and be like, I was just making groaning noises for 20 minutes.
It's really, like, my brain is leaking out of my ear as we speak.
You should get that checked out. Do we need to leave and go to the hospital?
I still have insurance, though.
John, she's bleeding from ears. I gotta leave.
Oh, boy. Ears and eyes.
This gave me Ebola.
It liquefied your
gave me AIDS. Maybe everybody you love is not being killed, but they're killing themselves
because they can't stand to be around you. Are they still talking?
So I was walking to
work.
Is this
like the witty banter that Paul Feig writes? Because like it's not that witty.
Like it's funny when it's between Paul Rudd and someone else. It's not funny when it's between Melissa McCarthy and Jason Statham.
No. Second dick coming out of your hip. You got a second dick coming out of your hip. I think most guys would wish they had a second dick coming out of their hip. That's not really...
Why? Well, no, I don't want a second. No.
Maybe you could do it with two dicks.
But what good would it be if the dick is on the side of your fucking hip?
One in the front, one on the side.
But, like, how do you even work the...
Well, the side one, you can kind of just position yourself and, like, thrust.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't thrust... Wait, why are we... But you can't thrust both at the same time.
Well, no, you switch.
You go do it.
Well, no, you don't.
That does not
each
work.
Each thrust is not a different dick. For like, you decide which dick you want to work with.
Yeah. It's never happened before.
which dick do you want to work with?
I've been working with this dick for the past year.
Is he your hip dick?
I might as well be.
Oh, awkward.
Nancy?
Susan!
Nancy! Susan! Oh my god.
She's with Toluca.
You did it!
I feel like this whole setup with them being in like an operation center.
Oh, it's Gabe. It's Gabe Wad from The Office.
Wait.
Oh my god, it was him.
Yeah, he was in The Office.
Oh, I thought that was the guy from Silicon Valley.
Yeah, but that show sucks.
I actually enjoy that show a lot.
I watched like the first two episodes. I was like, this is too pretentious for me.
Maybe. I thought it was well written.
You lack the sophistication.
I guess. I laugh at dick and fart jokes.
Don't
so.
Then you should be enjoying this movie.
But I don't. I don't.
Some of us are not sophisticated enough for certain things, but too sophisticated for this.
Nick, hi. Do you speak English? Because I think somebody just put a roofie in your cocktail.
Are you sure it wasn't you?
What? No. God, I would never.
Could you point the man out?
Well, he just kind of zipped out that door. He's wearing a purple bow tie.
Thank you, Miss.
Uh-huh. Oh, Penny Morgan. But it's no trouble, really. I mean, I think us ladies have to watch out for each other. And this kind of thing happens all the time.
Oh, female bonding. Fuck you.
Over potential rape.
What movie was she in?
Someone for a Tylenol.
Let me look it up.
Gave me a Tylenol PM. I'm not sure what their intentions were, but...
Someone tried to rape her with a Tylenol PM? Is that what... First of all, who would try to rape Melissa McCarthy?
Bill Cosby, if he was desperate enough.
Yeah, that's true.
Happy to help.
Rose Byrne. Oh, she's from New York, New York.
Yeah, like the rest of us.
My friend here said she saw you put something in my drink.
I don't know any of you people. Okay, I'm just in
room. Oh, wait.
I was about to head back to my hotel and go to sleep.
She was in a... She was in Attack of the Clones.
Apparently there's nothing.
What? She was Dorm. Dorme in Attack of the Clones.
Was she one of the handmaidens? Is that what?
Maybe.
Like Padme's hand. I don't remember. Possible.
She was in 28 Weeks Later as well.
Fuck you, Rena.
She was in, Get Him to the Greek.
So, joke's on you.
She was in Bridesmaids.
Of course she was.
She was in First Class. She played Moira McTaggart.
Oh yeah. Okay.
She was in Insidious 2. Oh, and she's also going to be in X-Men Apocalypse. Oh, okay, never mind. It said that she was in an episode of Pretty Little Liars, but it was
Her voice.
It was in an Insidious commercial that was shown during Pretty Little Liars. So for some reason that
showed up.
Yes, they really like to promote things on that show.
Do you think at like what point they thought they were making a good movie here? Like, what part of this banter like did he write that he thought was clever and interesting?
What I think is interesting is when I'm watching it, I get really tired. But when I turn around
and you look at my beautiful face
and I face you guys, I'm not tired.
Second I saw him, I thought
science.
Science, bitch.
So good on you.
I would like to take you to dinner to say thank you.
Hey, you're pussy because I'm a lesbian.
Hideous dress. It's just a star.
Oh, good. That's what I was hoping for.
By the way. Christo is supposed to be looking after me at the bar and making sure nobody put anything in my drinks.
Are they going to kill him too?
Probably.
Fuck him talking to.
Seems fair, maybe. Duck him a day's wage. Or shoot him in the head. That always works. You know, Rome is quite
Rome's
amazing.
The worst.
Yes.
So boring and tacky.
I'm so glad one of us finally said it.
You have lipstick on your teeth.
Really?
Looks like
a
box of crayons.
Damn it. Here we are.
These should have been brought out when we first sat down.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
So far, I'm riddled with disappointment.
Oh, is she gonna eat the napkin again? So sorry, no, señora. Because, you know, a replay of the joke the first time?
No, she's gonna eat it.
You know, I once saw someone eat one of these before.
What, now it's not a food? Not a napkin?
Strange.
Do you always tear your food up into little pieces? You look like a squirrel.
I was just checking for the consistency. Mmm.
You eat like a baby.
Thank you. So, would you like to have a look at the wonders?
Yes, Penny, you can order.
I think it would have taken me like two or three showings of this to probably okay. Strangle myself.
I want to strangle myself now. We're only an hour into it.
Oh my god, it's only been an hour.
Yeah, I'm looking at the time on the clock.
That's of course been running out the clock.
Okay, I will have the Sapori.
Wow, man, I feel so bad for you that you were gonna do this. I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy.
And you know what was interesting was I talked to other people like, oh, what's going to happen is that you're going to end up watching and enjoying it because it was so rated so highly. And I have not enjoyed one. Also, I think the only thing that we all agreed that was funny was that the homeless guy getting blown.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mexican.
And the, well, right, your Mexican friend.
And she lost all her money.
And,
so she became a clown on the streets. She would perform all her tricks standing in mud and just cry.
I'm really scared about this Ghostbusters remake. I'm really scared.
Huh?
I'm getting like more worried about the Ghostbusters remake.
It doesn't affect your life. Let it go.
It does affect my life.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
I've dedicated the last 25 years of my life to loving Ghostbusters.
Well, maybe you need to reevaluate your priorities.
Maybe. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Don't listen to her.
Just remember the good times. Focus on the original movies.
Pray to Bill Murray that they fix this mess.
Ignore it. That's it.
Oh, is Jason Statham going to get killed now?
Yep.
You know, let me just get my room key out and I'll grab a bag and pack my things.
But Susan, she's sending a code.
No, they can fly back later.
Shut.
And if the rest of your clothes would like to have dressed
down,
I can send someone to burn them for you.
The power.
Quite a zinger.
Shut down the power to the Casino de Rome. What? We'll shut the entire bloody grid down then, now!
That would be great.
Even the action scenes are like boring.
Oh no, what's happening?
Like, seriously, this is fucking boring.
What the fuck just happened? Hair broke your fall. I don't know what happened. The lights were going out. I don't know if it's a robber. Two of your guys slammed into me and took you down. I think one of them touched my bottom. Are they going to be okay? I wouldn't worry about them. Their fate has just been sealed. Sorry, I'll let you go.
What was like the worst movie we've ever watched together before this?
I don't know. We've watched.
I think it was Titanic 2.
Titanic 2.
No, but we also watched the Twilight movies.
Yeah, but you didn't. You weren't actually awake for Titanic 2. I don't think.
No, I was. I was awake for Titanic 2.
That thing was just so amazingly awful. With the. The boat that was actually, they used the interior of a hotel, a hospital.
Right.
Yeah.
And it looked like a hospital. The bad green screen footage.
Oh. That was pretty terrible.
Better than this.
Yeah, I mean, we enjoyed that because it was like ironically funny, like a Sharknado.
She was marvelous. She was different.
I think Sharknado's probably well written compared to this.
Oh, yeah. And that says a lot.
Say, this is what I've got. Well, it's hideous, but it's mine.
What was the other movie he did? The Heat? Oh, wow. With Sandra Bullock?
Hey, yeah. Which was also, again, amazing. Melissa McCarthy,
and
right?
I hated that one, too. I tried to watch that.
Did he do Identity Theft?
I don't think that was him. I think that might have been the guy who did Horrible Bosses.
Because I know that movie was terrible as well. Why do I spill maple syrup down here? But you'll always be
a hoot to me. It's been happening a lot lately. I don't know. You're to life, as are you. Now, where did you say we were headed? Oh, was she drunk now or stoned?
I think she drugged her.
If you ever feel like you have been poisoned, chew one of these. Chew.
Really? Wow, that's some bad CG for a plane.
What happened? I've never seen somebody die for stool softener before. That's one thing that happened.
What are you doing, Dad? Did you truck me?
Of course I did. I told you, I can't trust anybody. I had to look through your things. Anyway, tell me, are your hemorrhoids particularly large or just tenacious?
Stop texting!
I'm not texting, but you must know. I'm playing Candy Crush and I just made level 95.
God, that
is that
so
supposed to be
great.
Funny because it's a pop culture reference? And she likes Candy Crush?
Jesus, Colin, what the fuck are you doing?
I'm sorry, Raina, but there's been a change of plans.
Who paid you off, Colin?
Colin hasn't worked here for like 8 months. I'm Frederick.
Is that why you're doing this? Because I don't remember your fucking name.
Let's just say there's some people who really want what you're selling.
You don't have to do this. I can give you a very comfortable life. Good.
You forgot my name again, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
It's...
Don't say fucking Colin.
Fuck, I don't give a shit what your name is. You're the fucking help.
Nice try, Colin.
The stand that I already saw.
It's Frederick!
Now plane crash scene, huh?
Sorry, lady, but they only paid me for one. Ow!
Did they just reuse the footage from The Amazing Spider-Man?
Probably.
That's what it looks like.
All you want, lady.
Yeah.
Is that a rape whistle?
Colin. Yeah.
Oh, it's Frederick.
Dude, seriously? That looks like the same footage from The Amazing Spider-Man when they did that crash sequence with the parents. This movie might have some of the worst CGI I've seen in a while. Wait, how does she know how to fly a plane?
Congratulations, Penny Morgan. You just blew your cover. Now put the plane on autopilot and get up. Any bullshit and I'll blow your CIA brains all over that control panel.
You know what you're thinking. And you're wrong. My real name is...
Did you come up with a spy name yet? Mine?
Amber Valentine?
Amber Valentine.
Yeah.
What are you, a porn star?
You're fucking hilarious, huh? I'm a private bodyguard, and your father hired me to protect you.
Bodyguard? You? Please.
That's funny, because the way I see it, without me, you would currently be crashed in the Alps right now. Or you'd be laying in a morgue with a hole burned in your throat. You little spoiled piece of shit.
Why would my father hire somebody like you?
Because he trusted me. And for whatever fucking reason, he loved you. Didn't even want you to know I was watching you. So he... It's the one that made me come up with this whole loser Penny Morgan bullshit. Yeah, oh, you look just like my dead mama. And fuck you for saying I look anything like that fucking beast. No wonder your father never had the son he wanted. You fucked that monster once, and you just dropped a fucking...
Oh, now she's like the sassy, angry fat girl? Is that like her gimmick now? She's not gonna take it anymore?
Yeah, he always wanted a son, and you knew it. Look, he wanted you to take over the business. He's just afraid you were gonna get yourself killed. So if you want to live, and you want to unload that bomb, you stick with me. And if you got a problem with that...
And Joanna's officially passed out.
Right now?
I'm gonna call that 12.
I think I found the picture for this week's.
Oh god, that's perfect.
Can I use a picture of you sleeping as this week's cover episode?
If I find out you're lying to me about it,
no, okay.
I'll show you ways to die you never even dreamed.
That's hilarious.
Now let's get to Budapest. I need a fucking drink.
Yeah, I bet you fucking do.
Like, so her father's dead.
Oh, is that what the story was?
I don't know.
I've literally stopped paying attention. Like, I'm staring at the screen, but I can't even, like... You know what it is? It's hard to even make jokes about it because it's so bad.
Is that the Grand Budapest Hotel?
Oh. They made two of those movies, didn't they? Oh no, sorry, that was the other one. That's the Exotic Marigold Hotel. Whatever.
I watched one of those on my way to vacation. On my way to the
really?
Dominican Republic last year.
On a plane?
Yeah, they were showing it. On the way back, the way there, I watched. Mr. Peabody.
Oh god. Was that any good?
No, it wasn't.
No. Another one of our childhood cartoons ruined. They don't top the cart. I'm still waiting for them to make a Droopy movie.
Where? I don't know.
Boom, boom, boom.
Now here's something we hope you really like.
Anton!
Ouch!
Anton is part of my security team, psycho.
Yeah, well, guess what? I don't like his face. I don't like the looks of your face.
And who the fuck are you?
I'm the person that's gonna cut your dick off and glue it to your forehead so you look like a limp-dick unicorn. That's who the fuck I am. You
oh, now she's got a character change, so, like, she's not a fumbling...
Jesus, let's just calm down,
fucking
okay?
Fat bitch anymore. Now she's, like, a sassy, angry black lady. Angry black lady. Because she's not black. That wouldn't make any sense. But that's kind of what she's doing.
Be more like her.
She's like the no-nonsense fat lady now. You almost expect her to, like, do the fucking chicken head bullshit.
We've got a big night ahead of us. Don't be afraid to clean yourself up, Pamba. Take a shower, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, don't be afraid to hit water yourself. You smell like a dead hooker that washed up on the beach and roasted in the sun for a week before anybody found her body.
Okay, you need to take it way down.
I'm sorry, that's too much. Okay, that was too much. Too much. What are you staring at? Give me your fucking coat.
This is a man's coat.
Yeah, but I don't see a man, do I? I see a reject from The Sound of Music.
Well, I won't give it to you.
I've been in this dress for 12 fucking hours. Give me your coat.
No.
I'm gonna take that fucking coat. I warned you, you Swedish gummy fish motherfucker!
What the fuck happened? I'm so confused right now. Did she just become a completely different character for, like, the last hour of the movie?
Nance.
Oh my god, Susan. Hello? Hello? Just say something to me, please. Susan, anything. I cannot handle this, Susan. There is nothing in real life that someone could do to a spy that is filthier or more upsetting than what my brain will cook up right now. So save me from myself.
If she had been the angry fat lady at the beginning of the movie, it might have been more enjoyable than her being a bumbling fuck.
Oh, Nancy, you are driving me nuts. I couldn't talk because I was in an elevator filled with people.
Oh, you're right. Oh, thank god. You disappeared for 12 hours. We didn't know what happened.
Well, I had to take out my earpiece and my camera. Rena's on to our agents, and she was going to spot my equipment from a mile away.
You're with Rena? You're not supposed to be within a mile away of her.
Nancy, I know, but I'm in deep, and I'm getting such good intel. Please, I just need to remain on radio silence just a little bit longer.
Okay, well, don't worry, because I'll be able to keep a better eye on you now.
What are you talking about? How? What are you doing here?
Elaine wants to know exactly what you're up to, so I tracked your earpiece. They sent me here to find you.
Is it you?
Well, I'm as unknown as you are, so they thought my cover was safe.
Didn't they give you an identity?
It's so cool. I said I wanted to be Anna Valentine.
What?
They let me use it.
Hey, I don't know why you got to pick your identity. I have to go to freaking cat lady.
Amber!
Yes!
Who is this?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know the police were here. This is my colleague, detective. The one I fucking told you about.
Named it.
Yes, I did, Helen Keller!
So you're both named Amber.
Whoa! What did I tell you about talking to me?
Nothing. You just said nothing about talking.
You know what? You want me to Cagney and fucking Lacey explain it to you? Cagney's coming down your fucking throat. Lacey, she's gonna come up your ass. I'm gonna meet him in the fucking middle and play your heart like a fucking accordion. I'm gonna pump that shit until it pops, you Swedish bitch.
You wouldn't dare.
You wanna cry, you little Swiss fucking pussy?
I'm not gonna cry.
I'm so
you're
confused right now.
It's so
what? When did?
Hot.
Where is this coming from?
Like you said before, if she was like this from the beginning, I think it would have been funny.
But like,
what did I? Not supposed to fucking say her real name. She's one of my best. She's highly fucking skilled.
Very skilled.
At what? Getting things out of the high cupboard.
Oh, that's very good. Because I'm tall.
Really, I'm not very good at reaching high things.
A doctor once said to me I had the muscle capacity of an infant.
I'm really confused right now. Oh, that guy's dead. Because, like, if she had been this bitchy fucking woman, this would have been a very different movie.
Would you say it would be maybe a little bit more enjoyable?
Yeah, because I've been... The last hour's been boring as fuck. Like, she was just... Oh, fat lady riding a scooter that does not ride it.
Okay. What's your proof on a scooter? What are you, the Pope?
Think they actually got her to ride that thing? How hard do you think it is to find a fucking stunt woman then for her? I mean, I guess they could just get a girl and put her in a fat suit, right?
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure that one of those shots, it was a regular sized woman.
Yeah, that's I actually noticed that too. Jason Statham. I really miss him at this point already. Or is Jason Statham in the BMW?
They're playing chicken.
But she doesn't have a bucket of chicken.
Do you know if there's a Popeye's chicken around here?
What?
Oh, wait, are we... Really? Are you fucking for real?
Did that just happen?
I think that just happened, yeah. Right as I was talking about a bucket of chicken, somebody asked her about a fucking KFC. Are you fucking kidding me?
But if Last Action Hero has taught us anything... Oh, wait, no, the sidekick always does die. Never mind.
Yeah.
The comic relief always dies.
Yeah. But what if the comic relief is the star of the movie?
I don't know. Regular-sized woman.
Your weapon!
Really? Her?
God, Karen, why aren't you in Capri? I'm so sorry I shot you. You must not have known it was me either. I changed my hair.
Really good. Are those extensions?
No, it's just my hair. You know, a few clips, colored.
Okay, if you say so. I'm sorry. And I'm sorry about this, too.
Oh, shit.
Bullet to the head by Jason Statham, probably.
Jason Statham.
Care. Where is Raina?
I don't know. She slipped off me
me. I was very sweaty.
Karen Walker is dead. She's a double agent. Somebody shot her right in front of me. I don't know who did. I don't know how deep this whole thing goes.
Oh my God. Get your motherfucking asses up here! Now! Shit! People are trying to kill me, and all that's left of my fucking security team is you two defending me, and you look like somebody's demented aunt on vacation. Do you have anyone on your team other than this asthmatic?
Is this supposed to be... Alright, I'm just trying to, like, watch and understand this. Do you think, like, he thought, like, just having women yell and curse is supposed to be funny?
Yeah, because to some people it probably is funny.
Because the idea of a woman being upset and cursing is, like, somehow shocking to people or something? I don't really know.
Human! Get me more security when I come back out here or you're both dead!
And she's got another disguise now, and she...
Suck on this, Raina. This is gonna cost you money, though. The clothing allowance cuts off halfway through the night.
My God, can you just please concentrate on getting to the bodyguard? God damn it! Please! Right.
Crappy. I've already contacted the agency.
Oh, come on!
You, in this outfit. Magnifico!
Well, at least the soundtrack's good, right? Yeah. Oh, look, the guy dancing. Was that a guy? I can't remember.
No, this is the tall woman.
Oh.
Do you have anything yet?
No one so far, Susan. Slightly intimidating crowd, however. Hello, you look nice. Ah, just keep laughing. Looks fade.
Keep your eyes open.
God damn it, I told him to dress up. And take off those gloves and you put dull fucking bait on.
The only reason I'm wearing these gloves is because I don't know what kind of woodland creature is going to come crawling out of their fucking nest on top of your head.
Whatever. Keep an eye out for this one. She's the one coming to make the bid.
He's got a friend. You need to keep your eyes open. I may need your help out there.
To close my eyes in the presence of this beautiful body would be a crime.
Oh, God.
Yeah, too. Okay, you know the woman I spotted in Paris, the bomber? She's coming tonight to make a bid. She already works for Dillo, so we know something's up. I need you, Kevin.
Is that Joey Ryan?
He's staying.
Legalized sleaze.
Excuse me, he's mine. Yeah.
Is that Mark? Oh wait, no, that's Jason Statham.
Yeah, him and Scott.
I thought he was Mark Ruffalo for a second.
Kevin does look like Joey Ryan though.
Wait, I said Mark Ruffalo, you said Joey Ryan.
Oh, I don't remember the time Mark Ruffalo had a fucking mustache like that.
Yeah, who's dominating now? Putting this entire operation. In danger. Your old girlfriend from the Paris bombing is on her way here to meet Raina. If she sees you, only my car is blown, and then we're both dead.
Just worry about yourself, come on.
Thank you for the beautiful ladies. You guys okay?
Oh, fuck. Here's 50 Cent.
Oh, boy.
Just as it holds us, the shit is on point.
Okay, we can't let Raina see her, so you need to take out her bodyguards, and I'll deal with her.
Hey, nobody orders me
around.
God, do you have a better idea?
Release
a guest.
Really is dressed like an 80s porn star, though.
Get 100 sticks of dynamite.
Just go.
Oh, Jason Statham would look weird with hair. I just realized that. Like, he's never had hair as far as I've seen him on film.
No.
So he kind of looks weird with that kind of get-up on. What did you think? Do you think they just couldn't get any other rapper that would be willing to do this?
Yeah.
Like, they wouldn't risk their credibility to be in this piece of shit?
I'm coming in.
Nancy, I got her. Meet me outside.
Okay. Wait, no, I'm fine now. Thank you so much. Okay. No, I got my wish, and that was it. So I've now got to dump Michael Bublé in Croatia. He wants me.
All right, Cuba. I've got this under control. You're coming with me.
Ow!
Fuck, another fucking fight scene with her? Come on, no.
We gotta know who she's working for. Get Raina out of here.
Well, this other chick's dressed like she's fucking working in the ER.
Yeah, it looks like she's wearing scrubs.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yep, there it goes. I was expecting it. She got hit by a car.
Because
she's fat.
It turns out 50 Cent doesn't have a great sense of humor or irony.
I need backup! I lost my gun in the club!
Alright.
Hot water in the face?
Hot water in the face. Yeah, that pot, boiling pot is going somewhere. It's too obvious.
Can of nuts.
I get it. She's accidentally good at fighting. Like, she just stumbles into
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right in the cunt.
Yeah, he hit her in the cunt. Alright, where's the hot water? We know it's coming. Just
get suplex city, bitch!
Oh my god, she actually did a German suplex. Holy shit. Really?
Raina, how did you do that?
I didn't. He did.
Oh, here comes Jude Law. The reveal we've known since...
It's me, Austin!
An hour and a half ago.
It's me, Austin! But wait, there's more!
I'd rather be watching an Adam Sandler movie.
By the end of this movie, you're going to think Vince Russo wrote it.
I want to go see...
There are so many fucking swerves in this movie, you'll think Vince Russo wrote it.
I'm going to want to go see Pixels after this, just to feel like I saw something worth shitting on.
Did you have a nice nap? You're snoring very loudly.
Well, this is really not the most upsetting news right now.
My father used to bring people here.
He also made you dress like a slutty dolphin trainer.
He'd starve them, torture them, you name it. But he especially didn't like it when people lied to him. Not that I bought it.
You knew?
Of course I knew.
Told you were better off in the basement, Coop. You could have avoided all of us.
And what, fine? Now you're a nuclear black marketer? A terrorist?
No. He's just fucking...
Oh, okay. That's a good reason to betray your country.
Yeah.
The pussy. Pussy's always a good reason to betray your country.
You're a loud kisser, and it's gross.
Would I
turn on America for pussy? Is that what you're going
to
say?
That'd be a better way to say it without getting in any trouble with our country.
Oh, I know you're going.
Yeah.
Yeah. It depends on how good, I guess.
Allahu Akbar for pussy.
Would I wear a suicide vest for pussy? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Would I fly a plane somewhere into something that is not an airport? probably not. Because you wouldn't... See, the problem is if you kill yourself, you don't get the pussy anymore, so it kind of becomes worthless.
Well... Whatever the fuck it is, let's just call
Hey, baby, I thought we were going to hang on to her till tonight.
Oh, is he, like, going to turn again on her? Is that the deal?
Goodbye. I get wisdom to listen to me. Put her in the room.
Is he a triple agent? Is he? He is, isn't he? Or is he a quadruple agent? Does he just keep going? He keeps turning.
You know they're having a...
Does he turn heel and face more than Big Show?
You'll see.
Oh, great. It's more fun. I guess it's better that you would know and I don't.
Yeah.
Now at this point. Oh, look, the French.
So they're having a parade on Sunday. It's a...
Gay Pride Parade?
It's a disabled Pride Parade. So does that mean it's a parade for...
No wheelchairs?
But is it like a... Is it like a... Like, what type of... Like, when they mean disabled Pride Parade, does that mean it's a... Pride gay parade for disabled people, or is it just like a parade to be proud of
disabled
people? Yeah,
I don't think it's you should be proud of,
because it's
disabled.
This Sunday in the city. So
hold on a second. Let's go back to this. How can you be proud of being disabled?
I don't know, but I saw a thing on the news before I came here. They're having a disabled Pride Parade on Sunday.
I'm not understanding something though. Like, you being disabled is a disability. It's not something you're proud of. It's not like, hey, I'm glad I lost my arms. I have no feet. Yay for me. Hooray. My fucking shoulder. I have nothing above the torso. Oh, is he turning heel again? Face or whatever? Whatever. I can't get drunk.
He faked his death.
I jammed a signal, popped out my limbs. It was easy. I hated to do it to you, Coop, but I had to. Raina knew all about our agents because Karen Walker sold her the names. I just couldn't trust anyone at the agency not to give me away, not even you.
Oh, you knew. You're telling me the truth.
Did Karen Walker try to kill you?
You shot.
I'm deep undercover. And that's so deep that I can't still protect you.
Is he in love with her? Yeah. Is that what's going to end up happening at the end of this fucking movie? That she's actually going to get the guy that she wanted? Because, you know, fucking Hollywood.
No. You're perfect, Captain.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
That hurt.
Good. It was supposed to.
Is he dangerous?
Only if you have boobs. So did Raina really know I was a spy?
No. Not until you blew your cover back at that kitchen. I really thought she was more experienced than that. They thought she's not, huh? Because if she was, well, you'd be dead now.
Things are pretty good covers.
I gotta go. We're heading to the Lucas Villa to meet with Duliev. Then we're taking him to wherever the bomb is. This thing's almost over.
Thank God.
Yes. That's the line of the movie. This thing's almost over.
Hello, bound lady.
Not now, old dog.
I think Mr. Fine has underestimated you. You found your targets. You tracked them down. You fought very hard. Susan.
I understand the women's empowerment side to this whole thing. It's like, hey, she's a woman and she could be just as good as a guy at this, even though she's a fat, fumbling idiot. But the problem is, she's still a fat fuck at the end of the whole thing. Like, this isn't a realistic situation where she'd fucking... you know, kick somebody's ass. Like, she'd be out of breath and fucking probably die of a stroke in the middle of a fucking fight like the one she had earlier.
Yeah.
Let's roll to our side.
God! Oh! Hey!
The knot is very tight, but I am making progress.
Your hand is way up in there!
My right hand is restrained from the weight of my body. Okay. I have idea.
Oh, my God.
Is it a 69er?
Don't move.
Wait.
Stay still.
No.
Yes.
Close enough.
Excuse me.
Holy shit.
And damn it, I was having such an empowering moment before this started.
He really is 69 a year. But maybe
gently kiss. It's like a reverse.
Yeah,
it's like
it's
upside.
Wow, he went ass to mouth.
Oh, if only we had time for such pleasure.
Ow! Oh, stop licking it.
Do you think he came? Well, did he come?
Thank you, Aldo. I don't want to know why my neck is white, but you did excellent work. Okay, turn around. Let me untie you. And let's get the fuck out of here.
Was he going to turn now, too? Because he's a heel.
Hey,
fuck is Jason Statham? He needs to be in this movie more. But he was like the lead, the second
lead star. I thought
he was
gonna die.
You know where the villa is?
I know everything.
Do you?
One day, maybe Silver Spy, Susan Cooper, I will fuck you.
Why? Why would you want to? Look, I can understand as a guy if you're horny, but like...
He's a chubby chaser.
Within reason...
How the fuck's you know the hot wire?
I think I had more fun watching a Serbian film.
Yeah. Did she crash the car because she's a woman?
No, she's creating a distraction. They're gonna shoot thinking she's in the car and she's not there.
How'd she outrun them?
How could she get out of the car while it was moving?
She had it tied. You didn't see? Were you not paying attention? She had the steering
wheel. Oh, I missed. I totally... Yeah. I just saw a stick.
It was a stick and a...
Found this staircase that made them build a house around it. Our dear Mr. Dudiev will be arriving shortly. You are about to become a very rich woman, Raina. Which means you'll have to be a little more careful about the company you keep. So many people have such terrible agendas. Perhaps your friend here. I can see his obvious outer appeal. You have terrific eyes.
Thanks.
But he also works for the CIA, doesn't he?
Mr. DeLuca, it's true. I worked for the CIA, but they think I'm dead.
You and Karen Walker are both double agents. What's going on at the CIA? Drones taking all the cool assignments? If we don't get rid of him right now, I'm calling off the deal.
Don't you fucking dare.
Yeah, why don't you listen to that asshole? Don't you fucking dare.
You're a bit outnumbered here, Miss... I'm sorry, what the fuck is your name?
Susan Cooper. I'm with the CIA.
Jesus. Raina, did you invite the entire agency here, or are they just having a company retreat at the villa next door?
God, you're funny, huh? It's just me. It's gonna be in your best interest to keep Fine and me alive.
I'm trying, but I'm not quite following your logic.
You want me to slow it down for you? Okay. You're about to meet with Sosa Duty of a man I've been collecting intelligence on for years. And I'm guessing that your boys here are too busy manscaping.
I'd rather be file sharing with Jared right now.
I'll tell you another thing.
I think he somehow had a better week than us.
Oh my god, dude.
You would have kidnapped her at the club, and then you'd be standing here with your dick in your hand, because you'd never find that bomb. So you need me, DeLuca. And I'm not going to help you unless you keep Fine alive.
So now let me get this straight. You work.
You know what? Wait, I want to hear this.
Oh, sorry.
No, I'm just... What were you saying?
Because she's in love with him.
I was thinking the last time I hated a movie this much... Was it was what's the guy from
you fought the CIA, right?
God damn it.
What have they ever done for me?
It was like a live action Bugs Bunny cartoon. Shoot 'em up.
Put me in a basement.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, shoot 'em up. I saw it in theaters. I absolutely fucking hate it.
That wasn't Jude Law, was it?
No, that was
I know Paul Giamatti was in it, but yeah, who's the other guy? The guy from, oh my God, Children of Men.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that guy's name?
Oh my God, I'm completely blanked out right now.
Extremely pathetic.
God, you're an asshole. When this is over,
it's been a while since I saw it, but I fucking hated it.
All right, Miss Havisham. I'll take you up on your offer. But if you try anything, I mean anything, I'll make your dream come true and send you anything.
Clive Owen. The other British guy. Clive Owen hasn't really been much either lately.
I think one of the... I remember reading articles like movies that ruined actors' careers, and I'm pretty sure Shoot 'Em Up was the movie that ruined his career.
It was pretty bad. I think the only thing he's done since was like the last Sin City movie. Did he even do this? Like, I didn't even see... I actually love the first Sin City, but I've never seen... I haven't seen the sequel.
It came out
last summer. Oh, he didn't do the second one?
I don't think so. No.
I hated that movie so fucking much, man.
Sin City?
No, the
Shoot 'Em Up.
Like, it was just so bad, and I remember I was like, me and like two other people in the theater, and I'm like, I should just walk out and get my money back. This is so bad, and that's what I would have probably done with this, but I felt like I had to force myself through this. And I really am forcing myself through this. They haven't even like really explain what the plot here is.
They did earlier, pretty much. The sale of a bomb, like a nuclear something for a nuclear bomb that they're planning on setting off at the UN at like some UN summit.
Wow, you actually caught that. I wasn't even paying attention.
Yeah.
That much. God, dude. Oh, is the car the bomb? Is that the gimmick?
I don't know. Maybe.
Where's it in the trunk?
Here it is.
What is this bullshit?
Bullshit? Salsa, I'll have you know.
It's a nuke.
Clever girl.
Oh,
it's just hidden.
Lead lining compartment. Correct. The lead lining is thick as to mask any radiation detection. My father was extremely good at his job.
Unbelievable. You know, you could have warned me, Raina. I'm gonna throw my gym clothes on top of that thing for a week.
Oh, for fuck's sakes, what now? Yeah, exactly.
Right in the forehead.
That's the second person gets shot in the forehead. Oh, no, it's like the third person, right? I'm almost surprised they haven't done a joke where someone gets shot in the balls yet.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on?
DeLuca played you, Raina. You let him right to it.
You didn't expect me to let him have it, did you? I mean, like giving a Stradivarius to a hillbilly. I have a buyer who's willing to pay me 500 million euros for it. And Dudiev would have never been able to get that bomb onto American soil. My buyer will have it in the middle of New York City and use it next week. So, you know.
Poor New York.
After watching this movie, it doesn't sound like a bad scenario.
No. Nuking us right now would probably be a service that we'd all appreciate.
Sorry, Raina. It's just cleaner that way, you understand.
Explain it to me, DeLuca!
Oh, here comes Jason Statham. Welcome back. Really? Jason Statham is the klutzy spy who fucks up?
He needs one.
At his day just keeps getting better and better. Huh. Thanks for the performance, folks. But sorry, Raina. Show's over.
Oh, bad CGI blood.
Pretty sure the gun's out of... Okay,
yeah. Oh, yeah, there it goes.
At least that was realistic.
Really? I don't even know how that would work. Bullshit!
She just did a fucking...
She did a fucking tilt to her head scissors. Bull fucking shit.
So not only did she German suplex a bitch, she just did a fucking tilt-a-whirl head scissors.
Apparently Melissa McCarthy can defy physics.
I think Melissa McCarthy is Rey Mysterio in a fat suit and a wig.
I'd actually pay to watch a movie where Rey Mysterio wears a fucking fat suit and a wig. It's the wig.
Lucas, get the bomb on the helicopter. Get up!
You know, the next time we do something like this, I already have an idea of what it's going to be.
Can we involve alcohol at least?
Yeah, we'll be doing a drink again next time this comes around. But
so I'm really mad I didn't bring anything to drink.
I think we owe it to ourselves to do 12 rounds 3 with Dean Ambrose.
I'm actually looking forward to that.
Are you really?
Well, not looking forward to it.
AKA Assault on Precinct 13.
That's what it is?
Basically, that's the plot, yeah.
Well, what is the plot? I'm not even, like,
Dean Ambrose gets locked in a police station with, like, a cop that wants to try to kill him or something. I don't know.
Okay. Okay. See, it's not that I'm looking forward to that, but at least I know it'll be better than this.
Oh, so Melissa McCarthy's now expected to hang from a helicopter. Anytime they go to that shot where it looks like shit, that's a terrible CGI compositing.
Some pretty strong upper body strength.
Like most men with like that spend weeks, you know, a week in the gym.
Landon doesn't even have that
kind of to upper body strength to do that. No bullshit.
Oh my god, I am not in the fucking mood for your bullshit.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, nobody in the audience here is either.
Sorry, Spy. Playtime's over.
Yeah, it is. Get the body of your
toilet! Oh, so is it gonna...
What's a nuke, so if it blows up, it radiates the water.
Unless...
Please kill her. Please do us all a favor and kill her. What the fuck? I bet they got a huge response in the test screenings. Like everyone was clapping and laughing.
Hot as fuck!
Oh god, not now, oh no!
This movie went through 10 fucking test screenings.
That's usually not a good sign.
This is the ugliest fucking necklace I've ever seen.
Yes it is, and it's all yours! With an injectable tunnel!
Alright, he could have survived that.
Here we go. No problem.
Come on. Got it. Where'd you get it? It's 50 cents. I had to deputize him to let us use it. He is so afraid of me.
Not only did he do 10 test screenings, but it's a process that includes recording the audience laughter for each version.
Oof.
I think we should land.
I could, you know what's weird is that I could tell, like, every time they did, like, there was just a point where I could tell, like, this is the thing that they expect the audience to laugh at. This is that thing. Like, it's not natural. It's just very forced.
Good job, guys. Sorry about the wait.
Oh, 50 cents signing autographs.
Get your pictures? So not 50 to go around. You know, I just helped you with the turf, right? You ever see Kanye do some shit like that? I mean, never.
That's a terrible celebrity cameo.
Isn't this wonderful? I was hoping to spend the rest of my life in jail. Give me some quality time to deal with the fact
that... That's why he's doing fucking autograph signings at the liquor store around the block from my house.
I thought that was... And I saw the line, the pictures of lines. That's fucking hilarious.
It was all white people, and I kid you not, little kids.
I'm not surprised at all. I think that in the black community, 50 Cent is looked at as a hack.
Fuck you too.
Aww.
Aww, that's
cute,
sweet
little bonding.
That's sweet. She likes her because she's a bitch.
Don't touch the hair. Who's she, Uncle Jesse or something, huh?
Hold on. I'm too tired to send you off your groping.
Please, I understand completely. Look, my real name is Albert, MI6. Look, I'm sorry if my disguise was...
Oh my god, he's a part of MI6.
Although I fear I may have become overexcited at certain points.
A little bit.
By way of apology, should your work ever bring you to London, I would love to take you for dinner.
Okay. Yeah, I think that would be nice.
Wonderful.
Come on.
How you like my English accent, huh? I learned it from the Downton Abbey. Now I'm only joking. Or am I?
Oh my god.
You just laughed.
I did. But it wasn't that Melissa McCarthy, it was that somebody else, so that doesn't count.
But you laughed during the movie.
I did. It only took an hour and 50 minutes to get one out of me.
There's going to be a lot of editing in this episode, right?
I don't see a way that, like, the idea that you could listen to this at the same time, watch this movie, it's an idea that probably could work down the line.
We need a script.
No, not even that. Yeah. It's just there wasn't just generally enough interesting going on here. It's just really boring fucking movie. I mean, so I'm gonna obviously there'll be a lot of cutting out of the dead silence and when we're actually watching the movie, and I'll be jumping around and stuff. But wow, this has been rough,
it was,
man.
Was actually an allergy, man. Okay.
This has been really rough.
I know, Coop.
Yeah.
And it's not even like I can say like, oh, I'm tired and I have no energy. Like I was fine. I drank a fucking Surge.
Yeah.
Like I'm peppy. Like I just. This movie sucked. It really fucking sucked.
Sucked a bag of dicks. A big bag of dicks.
It just makes me question like everything about like.
Does it make you question life?
Yes, it does. It makes me
like.
It makes me wonder like, am I just?
You understand.
Am I just better than other people?
Are you? Am I out of touch? No.
Am I out of touch? Yes.
It's the kids that don't understand.
Hey, cool. All those things you said about me.
I'm just blown here. Like, as far as... How did this movie get 96 fucking percent?
95%.
Whatever.
You're giving it too much.
That's like Toy Story level. And I love Toy Story. I bet if you looked at...
Let's put it this way. This had 4%... This had 3% less than The Avengers. Because I think The Avengers had a 98% freshest rating.
The first Avengers?
No, the second one.
Oh, really?
Okay,
like, Mad Max had, I think, 90...
The CIA?
It's not over yet.
No, it's not.
I think I need to spend some time on my own first, though. Clear my head. I'm going to take this down the coast. Maybe spend some time in Italy, drive it to Greece. Sometimes a man needs to go to sea.
Sounds good, Ford. Good for you.
Take care.
Yo, Jason Statham was not in this movie enough.
He was the clumsy one.
Yeah.
Do you think he knows that's a lake?
No, I don't.
Let's go.
Okay. You can't let anybody see how sore I am.
You know what's funny is, by the way, when you look at Jason Statham's Rotten Tomatoes profile,
yeah,
his highest rated movie in his career is Spy.
Oh my god.
And his worst is
In the Name of the King, right?
The King, which was a Uwe Boll movie.
I mean, a Uwe Boll movie has a low rating?
Yeah, right, no kidding.
I don't think it
is.
Oh, there's more. After credit scene. I want to see something.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Who'd she fuck? Did she fuck Jason Statham? For real?
Stop screaming. You love this.
It's over. You can wake up now. Well.
Oh boy, this is rough. I just wanted to go to Rotten Tomatoes really quick, and look at the overall reviews. I want to see the numbers for how many positive, how many. I want to see how many negative reviews this movie got, like the exact number.
That has a fucking 84% audience rating.
Yeah, which is weird. Usually the audience rating is as high as the tomato, or higher. It's actually lower.
It's still high though.
That's really high. I mean, we've seen a lot of shit over the years, and this is probably among the worst of it.
I would say so.
Abortion.
Yeah. So much so that you couldn't even finish it.
It was a good nap. So what happened?
Shit happened and no one cared. And nothing happened. Do you think this movie's gonna get sequels? A sequel?
Probably.
You think so?
With our fucking luck, it's gonna become like a fucking franchise. Spy through, and the next one's gonna have, like, you know, fucking
Rebel
Chris Wilson. Hemsworth. As the male lead.
Oh, well, considering Paul Feig fucking reuses the same actors in all those movies, I'm sure, like, he'll throw him into a stable and be like, oh, yeah, you're a guy I can use in movies now. How bad is it that Feig is eventually going to replace the word fag in the English language? Instead of calling somebody, like, a fag...
You're being such a faggot right now.
God, you're such a fag, which means you're just terrible at fucking making people laugh.
You fag lover.
You're a faggot.
I made that joke already.
Oh, did you? I'm so, like, I feel like I'm stoned or something. Like, my brain just completely
shut. Is this what, I've never done that before. Is this what being stoned feels like? Sitting through a fucking Melissa McCarthy movie?
Why are you looking at me?
I don't, because I... Okay. Well, on that note...
I don't know.
You should not post this episode. I wish this on nobody.
This is,
It's 1 o'clock in the morning, and, I'm going home.
You're done.
I'm done.
Good fight. Good night.
All right, for the two angry guys on Twitter, angryguyspodcast@gmail.com, all that shit. Alcohol, A-O-K-H-A-L, on Twitter.
Angry Jobber. Do you have anything to plug?
I don't tweet. Fuck you.
Okay. You have your
job. I have
zombie.
A job. No.
Okay, we can't.
Oh, we can't plug that. All right. Well, this has been an American tragedy.
Fuck everyone.
To sit through.
Never forget.
Never forget 9/11. 2017.
Oh wait, actually today is today's 7/11.
Oh fuck. All right, I'm going to have to make t-shirts or something.
7/11, never forget.
Oh fuck.
7/11 2015.
Which means today's free Slurpee day.
Yo.
Yes. Did you know I completely
it's
missed
so
out
much
on
for
this.
Goodbye.
They did the
this is like those goodbyes when we're trying to leave your house we say goodbye and you guys continue like five conversations.
Yeah. That's what this show happens on. The 7-Eleven did like a thing where you can bring your own container in April. And people were like bringing like baby swimming pools and stuff.
That's ridiculous.
I totally want to do that though. I would swim in Slurpees.
I would too.
It'd be sticky, but anyway.
It'd be worth it.
All right. Well, if you've sat through this whole thing, I commend you. Hopefully in Valhalla you'll be rewarded. But
all the virgins.
Yes, you'll get 71 virgins for sitting through this entire episode.
No, you won't. You'll get fucking 71 Melissa McCarthy's and the tall bitch. You'll get it's 71 virgins, right? Or 72 virgins?
I think it's 71. I don't care.
You'll get
I'm going to strap a suicide vest
on. You'll get 69 Melissa McCarthy's. You'll get one of the tall girl and then you'll get one of Rose Byrne, but she's on her period, so you're fucked either way.
All I want to say is I'd like to come back for a real episode, not this bullshit.
No, I'll have you definitely come back in soon.
It's terrible.
Within the next couple weeks.
I hate you so much.
I hate you too. I'm sorry.
Goodbye forever.
Is this an after credit scene? All right. Well, that concludes that, guys. We'll see you next week for a regular standard episode. Until then, just go fuck yourselves and don't ever see this movie. Don't ever do this to yourselves. I swear. You'll thank me later.
You fucking rich cunt.
Jihad.
Muhammad, Muhammad, Jihad, Jihad. Good night.